Thank you very much, Madam Minister, and thank you very much, Madam Chair, Lilisa Ortega from the Secretariat for Social Development. In terms of the establishment of the strategic program that we've already mentioned several times, which is called Our Roots, and thanks to the social program that has been developed by the Department of Social Development, we are trying to integrate indigenous women and Afro-descendants in a platform where services would be provided. And this would be done through the strategy that promotes individual and collective assistance to make sure that we remedy issues from our past. We hope to be more inclusive, and we hope to have a more multicultural society, multi-ethnic society. One of the pillars that is fundamental of this program is the protection of intercultural education and the transmission of an ancestral knowledge. We have also seen how that one of the factors that is extremely important in our program is the participation of citizens, as well as the governance structures of Afro-descendants and indigenous peoples. We recognize their structures, as well as their own community leaders. We have some legal instruments for indigenous people and Afro-descendants. We also look into social development, entrepreneurship. We are hoping to improve the structures of production and food security within these populations. And we try to encompass all of these multi-sectoral facets that indigenous people have within their communities. For the Secretariat of Social Development and its executive branch, and in all the measures of public policies that we implement, this pillar of equality is absolutely essential. And we are developing programs hand in hand with the Secretariat for Women's Affairs. We are developing many different programs, and we are looking at how to develop indicators for monitoring to look at the compliance of equality and the gender perspective in these communities and within these programs. Thank you.